This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, Why Communion Matters, The Case for Weekly Communion. It offers a simplified overview of the biblical, historical, and theological reasons for restoring weekly communion as a central part of Christian worship. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix, and the full bibliography have been left out. To explore those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who want to explore the subject in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. What is communion and how often should we take it? Communion, also called the Lord's Supper or Eucharist, is one of the most important practices in the Christian life. It is a time when we remember Jesus' sacrifice, reflect on His grace, and share in fellowship with other believers. But have you ever wondered how often we should take communion? Some churches take communion every week, while others do it monthly or only a few times a year. This article explains why weekly communion, just like the early church practiced, is not only biblical but also spiritually beneficial for believers. We'll explore what the Bible says, what the early Christians did, and how regular participation can strengthen our faith and sense of community. What the Bible teaches about the Lord's Supper 1. Jesus commanded it. The Lord's Supper began when Jesus shared a meal with his disciples the night before he was crucified. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus wasn't just talking to the disciples in the room, he gave this command to all believers throughout history. The phrase "do this" in the original language suggests an ongoing practice. 2. The early church took communion often. The book of Acts shows that the first Christians took communion regularly. In Acts 2 verse 42, we read that they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread, which scholars believe refers to communion. 20 verse 7 also describes believers gathering on the first day of the week to break bread, which strongly suggests that weekly communion was the norm for the early church. 3. Paul encourages regular communion in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 26. Paul tells the church that every time they take communion, they proclaim the Lord's death until he returns. The phrase, "as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup," implies that frequent participation was expected. Communion wasn't meant to be occasional, it was intended to keep the message of Jesus' sacrifice at the center of Christian worship. What history tells us about weekly communion 1? The early church's practice. The first Christians understood the importance of weekly communion. Early Christian writings, like the Didache, show that believers broke bread together every Sunday. Justin Martyr, an early church leader, described how Christians gathered on Sundays to celebrate the Lord's Supper, emphasizing that it was a regular part of worship. Ignatius of Antioch even called communion the medicine of immortality, showing how essential it was for spiritual life. 2. What changed over time? During the Middle Ages, churches began to celebrate communion less frequently, and the practice became more centered around priests rather than the whole congregation. John Calvin, one of the leaders of the Protestant Reformation, argued that churches should return to weekly communion. He believed that frequent participation was essential for spiritual growth, although practical challenges prevented many churches from adopting it. Today, most Catholic and Orthodox churches still celebrate communion weekly, if not daily. Many Protestant churches, however, celebrate it monthly or quarterly. This article argues that it's time for all churches to consider returning to the biblical practice of weekly communion. Why weekly communion is spiritually important 1. Nourishes our souls. Communion is more than just a symbol, it is a way to receive God's grace and be spiritually strengthened. In John 6 verses 53-56, Jesus speaks about the importance of eating his flesh and drinking his blood, which points to the deep spiritual connection believers have with Christ through the Lord's Supper. Early church leaders like Augustine described communion as a source of refreshment for the soul. Similarly, John Calvin taught that Christ is spiritually present in communion, nourishing believers in a way that strengthens their faith. 2. It keeps the gospel at the center of worship. Every time we take communion, we proclaim the message of Jesus' death and resurrection. Weekly communion ensures that the gospel remains front and center in our worship. In a world full of distractions, regular participation in the Lord's Supper helps us stay focused on the most important truth: Jesus gave his life to save us. 3. It strengthens our unity as believers. Communion is not just an individual act, it is something we do together as the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 17 reminds us that we are one body because we share in one bread. Taking communion every week strengthens our sense of community, reminding us that we are united in Christ. Addressing common concerns about weekly communion 1. Doesn't frequent communion make it less special? Some people worry that taking communion every week will cause it to lose its meaning. But repetition doesn't make other parts of worship, like prayer or singing, any less meaningful. In fact, the more we engage with something, the deeper our appreciation grows. With proper teaching, weekly communion can become a rich and meaningful part of worship. 2. What about practical challenges? Some churches may worry that weekly communion would be too difficult to organize, especially for large congregations. However, many churches have found creative ways to incorporate it, such as using small groups or offering communion at different times during the service. The spiritual benefits far outweigh the logistical challenges, and with planning, weekly communion can be integrated smoothly. Conclusion: why we should return to weekly communion. The practice of weekly communion is not only biblically rooted but also historically and spiritually enriching. It nourishes our souls, keeps the gospel at the center of worship, and strengthens the unity of believers. While practical challenges exist, they are worth overcoming for the sake of restoring this vital practice. The early church embraced weekly communion, and the reformers called for its restoration. As we seek to follow the biblical model, a return to weekly communion offers a powerful way to grow in faith and deepen our relationship with Christ.